Speaking with Ag Secretary Blaine Arthur, we're at the Women in Ag Leadership Conference today, and you just spoke, and I was happy to find out we've got a pretty good representation of women in ag.
Oh, we absolutely do. I think Oklahoma should be very proud. We've got lots of females and lots of leadership positions in a variety of areas. And as one of the speakers noted, a lot of those women, like Kelly Payne, are really recognized not just here in Oklahoma, but across the United States.
Well, you just got back from a very important trip, and I'm not going to even attempt to say where you went, but tell us about it.
So I did. I had the opportunity to travel internationally with both Governor Stitt and Secretary of Commerce Mueller to Azerbaijan. And a lot of folks will probably have to look that up on the map. But why that area? Two reasons that it's so important to us here in Oklahoma. Number one is because of a 20-year partnership with the National Guard. And so from a national security perspective, it's if you look it up on the map, it's in kind of a rough neighborhood. And so it's very important to us from a defense perspective. But my time there was spent with the ag industry. The country of Azerbaijan is very similar to Oklahoma in that they're very energy driven, and so they're really wanting to diversify their economy, and agriculture is where they want to diversify. So a ton of opportunity for our agribusinesses and really all of our commodities to access that market. So lots of time spent with the ag minister there in Azerbaijan. Good visits, good conversations that I think we'll see some really positive things come from.
And how fascinating just to find out like the way a completely different country relates to agriculture.
You know, it absolutely was. We saw a whole variety of ag operations, and certainly there's a need for technology in their production agriculture there. And just what I would say for our producers here may have implemented 10, 20, 30 years ago. They aren't there yet for a lot of their ag production. And so the chance to talk about everything from crop production to livestock production. And another great part of that visit was that Oklahoma State University signed a dual degree program for a master's degree. So we'll have with their College of Ag, so we'll have students from Oklahoma State that get to study there at their agrarian college, and then certainly Azerbaijani students that can get master's degree through OSU. So some great sharing of knowledge from both sides as well.
Well, and you mentioned you traveled there with our governor. You know, we've got a great governor that really supports ag, and you touched on this a little bit today when you were speaking, but how important is that when you look at other states like California that don't really have that support?
You know, I think we've seen it highlighted more than ever, especially last year and now this year. Having state leadership that understands the importance of agriculture, the importance of those being essential businesses, that we've got to have these ag producers to feed certainly the United States, but we really feed the world, our ag producers do. And so having someone who makes policy decisions that make sense for ag producers and understand ag production, I think it's pivotal to the success of the ag industry. And I think we've seen probably on the coast where there aren't as much support for what I would say are traditional ag practices. And just another reason I'm glad we live in Oklahoma.
Yeah, me too. Let's talk a little bit about the governor's goal for a top 10 state, because you mentioned that today. What are some of the items on your agenda that you think we could do to really try to get there?
You know, one of those pieces, and I touched on this a little bit today, is that value-added processing. And you can look at all the commodities that we raise here, everything from livestock to crops. And we've had some good progress in that value-added processing. But that's really where we're going to drive the economy here in the state of Oklahoma. But also, those producers are looking for that profit margin. You know, they're looking for that way to diversify or add to their operation. And we're not top 10 there yet. There's a lot of work to be done and lots of partnerships that will make that happen. But I think really keen in on value-added processing across all commodities is a way to get us there.
And you also talked a little bit about conservation. Why is that such a hot topic and so important right now?
Well, if you look over the history of Oklahoma, we're kind of an interesting story of how conservation is so important to us when you think about the Dust Bowl days. And so we're very proud of the work that the Oklahoma Conservation Commission does. And that's all voluntary practices, which I think is even more important that we show that it doesn't have to be regulatory. But soil health is something that has kind of become a buzzword in the last few years. But it's so important because these are the resources that we have to produce the food and fiber for forever and ever. So we've always been good stewards. I say ag producers producers are some of the original environmental stewards, but we've got to implement technologies and continue to focus on that because we want to increase our output, but also not use any more water, plant cover crops, all those things that are so important when we talk about conservation.
And you've got a busy week this week because I know you're about to head to Wheat, but you're all over the place, aren't you?
It has been busy. I think we've maybe added double time. Last year we didn't get to have in person, so I'm headed to Wheat Growers later today, and then I'm actually very excited. Our team there at the Department of Ag, we're putting on an event called Ag Her Culture, H-E-R Culture. So we'll have some collegiate students and high school students, and we've got some women in ag mentors who are going to work with them. So I'm very passionate about youth development, but we're excited about that event that'll be tomorrow evening and Saturday.
And then I saw where you were talking a little bit earlier about USDA's trying to get some data on the wild feral hogs. And I know the pork producers are meeting to try to kind of get their arms around this.
Well, they certainly are, and the other piece, the feral hogs is always a super big headache for us, but, something that is certainly top of mind for us, and I know that you all have covered this, is African swine fever there in the Dominican Republic, and when we talk about what a hindrance feral hogs are, when we talk about disease, and certainly foreign animal disease, they're a scary part of that dynamic when we talk about how to manage it. So we've got great work being done by Wildlife Services, USDA here in the state through some farm bill funding to really work on trapping and eliminating some of those hogs, but it's something that we can't quite get ahead of fast enough. So it's got to be really a team effort from everyone involved to make some progress there.
Because those things are mean.
They are mean. We talk a lot about the economic impact as far as, loss of crops. I mean, they'll even tear up your hay field,
sure.
Right? But I don't want to see them. If I'm out walking about, they are pretty dangerous animals. And so I just can't find anything good about feral hogs. I like to find good things everywhere, but feral hogs, there just aren't many positives.
Well, I'll let you get to your next meeting. We always appreciate and enjoy talking to you. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.